نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ايمانا واحتسابا قد تقدم غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته This is the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And we deserve congratulations from all of us, those of us who are alive and found the month of Ramadan and were able to fast. And even those who were not able to fast because of sickness or whatever, they also deserve because they also follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala as Allah Ta'ala has commanded. The verses which I have recited, this is from Surah Baqarah. I know you must have heard on this particular subject from other people also. But let me speak to it from a different angle. The Quran, where this ayat is mentioned, I think it's number 183 verse. And goes all the way up to 187. And after whatever I have explained, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to do that. When you go home, then reread what I have suggested. The fast has been prescribed to other nations also. There's nothing new in that sense. But the other nations have modified the command, the original command of Allah Ta'ala. And as a consequence, they either went to one extreme or they made the roza in such a way that hardly you can call it a roza or saum. Among the Jews, it is 24-hour fast. And that's why they cannot have 1 month fast. From sunset to sunset, the Orthodox Jews, they have it. That's very extreme, another extreme. On the other hand, there are religions, like Christianity also, especially among the Catholics. To them, the fasting means that you give up for 1 month or one week or whatever it is, that you don't eat chicken. Some religion have whatever is your favorite food, you just give it up for a month. If you like chicken or fish or whatever, you give it up for 1 month. Other than that, you are allowed to eat whatever you want to eat. So in the one sense, the effect of roza becomes almost ineffective. Hardly this is called a roza. On the other hand, it is another extreme. You go to such an extent of 24 hours, which is nothing but a trouble, a difficulty on the person. It's Allah Ta'ala's mercy that Allah Ta'ala prescribed the psalm for us, and they gave clear instructions that from dawn to sunset you do not eat, and in the night you are allowed to eat. That's Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And the verse which I just recited says, O those who believe. And I think I have explained to you before also that whenever Allah Ta'ala demands an action from the Muslim community, it uses the term Ya Yuladina Amanu. You will not find the Quran Ya Yuladina Aslamu. Quran always demands, put the demand and say Ya Yuladina Amanu. Because you can demand things from those from whom you expect. And therefore Allah Ta'ala expects from the mu'mineen to follow the command. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ludin Amanu. It's a very endearing term. Allah Ta'ala apne bandho ki baat karta hai. Allah Ta'ala calls about his servants. So, ay iman walo. O people of iman. Why? Because the mu'min says that I am a mu'min. And when he says I am a mu'min, that means he accepts the sovereignty of Allah. And if that is the case, then he is to obey and nothing else. And therefore Allah Ta'ala demands from those who say, I am a mu'min. There are many who are Muslim in the name, whom I normally call cultural Muslims. For them everything is all right. Marriage, divorce, or whatever it is, they according to the culture of the time they do it. Many families, their daughters or sons get married to a non-Muslim family and they don't have no qualms about it. Some of them have even temple marriage, although come from the Muslim family. So Quran distinguishes those who are mu'min and those who claim to be Muslim but have nothing to do with the iman of being mu'min as such. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, all those who have got iman. The Sawm, Roza, has been made obligatory for you. كَمَا كُتِبْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. There was no necessity to say that. یہ کہنے کی ضرورت نہیں تھی کہ جیسے اور لوگوں پر روزہ فرض کیا گیا. If Allah Ta'ala had not said that, it would not have made any effect on the command itself. But Allah Ta'ala's mercy is that Allah says, كَمَا كُتِبْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. کہ جس روزہ had been made فرض upon you, just as among other people have been made farz upon them, in order to comfort the Muslim community, in order to comfort the mu'mineen, okay, this is not a new thing. Ghabrana nahi. Don't get upset, don't get worried, unduly worried about it. This is not a new thing that I am saying. Other people also have been commanded the same thing. Then say, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you become muttaqi. So that you attain taqwa. Now often you must have heard the purpose of fasting, one of which often somebody explains that you experience a feeling of hunger so that you can feel how the poor people feel about it when they don't get food. But that's nonsense. It has nothing to do with that. That's a man-made explanation. Allah's explanation is something else. And therefore we should not explain things what Allah Ta'ala doesn't explain this thing. Purpose of fasting Allah Ta'ala has given different altogether. If you have to experience hunger, all that you have to do in the non-Ramadan days, you keep yourself hungry, you will get the experience. But that's not it. Allah Ta'ala has put in the month of Ramadan such a natural instinct, by instinct. When the month of Ramadan come, a Muslim, a mu'min, is mentally geared up to act upon the demands of Ramadan. When the month of Shaban used to come, in the hadith is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they used to get in a state of ecstasy. And as the month of Ramadan coming nearer and nearer, the hadith mentions that the month of Shaban, especially towards the last days of Shaban, about Sahaba in Kabu al Masahif, that they used to fall on the Quran with their faces on the Quran. Means they have a special relationship with the Quran. And the gift of Ramzan, among other things, is the Quran itself. Shahru Ramzan al-Zi unzila fihi al-Quran. Ismi Ramzan mein Quran utara gaya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa had a very special relationship with the month of Ramzan because of the revelation of the Quran itself. So the normal procedure is that you recite the Quran, but the month of Ramzan is becoming more and more. Should be additional recitation. If you, I don't know whether you have you got it here. our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Qatallahu Baqa'ahu Bisihu Al-Afiyah, he had written a small his speech, which is called Tuhfa Ramadan, Gift of Ramadan. I think you should be able to get it from Maulana Patel Sahib or from any other source. If you read how he explained this, the Quran mentions the main purpose is to attain taqwa. Now to speak on taqwa is very easy. To explain the taqwa is very easy. But to act upon taqwa is very difficult, but not impossible. It's a matter of training. The fasting which is recommended in the month of Shaban, in the young man's language, it is a trial run for the Ramadan. And when the month of Ramadan comes, then you fast. Now what happens in the month of Ramadan? Because as I told you, inborn, naturally, your mind is geared up to fast and to act upon the demands of the fasting. Automatically it is there. Our Taraweeh, our Sehri, our Tahajjud, all of these things. Now, the main purpose is to attain taqwa. That's what Quran is saying. Quran mentioned three other things also. I'll come back to this a little later. وَلَتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ To complete the number of fasts that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. Quran says it's a few days, ayyamun ma'dudat. Now 30 days out of 365 days is nothing. It is few days. Had Allah Ta'ala prescribed only for one day, it would not have that effect. If Allah Ta'ala prescribed for 6 months, it would have been difficult. This mercy of Allah Ta'ala prescribed for 1 month. So the doctors prescribe you an antibiotic. They send you 3 days or 5 days. If you take less than that, it has no effect. If you do more than that, it is harmful. Nothing happens. So likewise, Allah Ta'ala prescribed that the number of fasts that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed just must be completed. وَلَتُكَبْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ Then Allah Ta'ala says, then you glorify Allah Ta'ala for the hidayah that Allah Ta'ala has given you. And make note of it that Allah Ta'ala is addressing the mu'mineen. It is the mu'mineen who are supposed to act upon the hidayah of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, whatever hidayah Allah Ta'ala has sent down through Islam, through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and our the commands, doing the obligations, avoiding sins, all of these things are the hidayah of Allah Ta'ala. Quran, the whole Quran is a hidayat, is a book of guidance. Hudan lil-lazeen muttaqeen. This is the book of guidance for the muttaqeen. Why does Allah say muttaqeen? Because non-muttaqi, if they commit sin, that means that they have no taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa means, in English it could be translated, the God consciousness, to be conscious of Allah's presence all the time. The consciousness of Allah becomes so overwhelming on your mind and heart that you avoid sin and do what Allah Ta'ala has asked you to do. That's why the hadith which says when a mu'min commits theft or commits adultery, he is not a mu'min at that time. Does not mean that he is not a mu'min. It means at that time when he did it, really consciousness of Allah was not there. Had it been there, then he would have not have done what he had done. Like in ordinary, in the situation of teaching, the examination hall, when invigilators are there, why people copy? Why people do cheating? Because at that time they think they will get away with it, and invigilator is not looking at them. But if they see invigilator is looking at them, or a supervisor in the factory, then their efficiency is very, very high. And therefore the idea is that this thought of Allah's presence be so overwhelming on your mind and your heart that it avoids, makes you avoid sin. And therefore, وَلَتَكَبْرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ That you glorify Allah Ta'ala for the hidayah that Allah Ta'ala has given, that means that you are conscious of Allah, that's why you're glorifying Him. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Then so that you are grateful. You be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the bounty that Allah Ta'ala has given, for the hidayah that Allah Ta'ala has given you, for being able to avoid sin. This is a gift from Allah. And therefore you must be grateful. Allah Ta'ala ka wada, Allah Ta'ala has promised, ki if you make shukr, I'll give you more and more. The key for taqwa is to avoid sin. There is no shortcut about it. If Allah, like Allah Ta'ala says, the reward for fast, I'll give. This is for me. Because roza is one of those ibadat that nobody would know if you tell them I'm fasting. Other ibadat, like you're doing namaz, you're giving zakat, or you're doing hajj, whatever, everybody knows what you're doing. But roza is one of those things that nobody would know unless you say I'm fasting. Even in the non-Ramzan days, there are people who fast. But you would not know unless you said I'm fasting. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Atallah Baqaa wa Bisiha wa Al-Afiya, gave a very good example. Although he gave example from Karachi thing, but I'll give a different example here. He says, suppose the government announces in the month of June, July, in August, in India and Pakistan, when the temperature is 45 and 50 degrees, and the government announces and says, okay, from here, from Gulshan Iqbal to Kimari in Karachi with a few miles, like if I say it, from Durban to go to Amsalanga Rock in the hot weather when it is temperature 32 or 35, and ask you to not to eat anything, not to drink anything, but you run from here to Amsalanga Rock, and those who will do that will give them a plot of land or a gas station free. No thing. You tell me how many people will be doing that. The Zikim Sahib said, if you are prepared to do for that thing, you say, wow, it's only for 1 hour, 2 hour thing, let me do it. What if we get free land, free plot of land? So if Allah Ta'ala is announcing for you that I'll give you a reward, why can't you do this? So the avoidance of sin, that is the major issue. And that is the major difficulty. Now, avoidance of sins means there are 5 human senses. These are the 5 human senses through which the sins are committed. And Allah Ta'ala says what it means. It means you see what Allah Ta'ala asks you to see. Don't see what Allah Ta'ala asks you not to see. Don't see haram things. Don't think haram things. Don't eat haram things. Don't touch haram things. So all the 5 human senses through which the sins are committed. What Allah Ta'ala is asking you, that you spend your life according to my pleasure, what I am saying. And if you do that, then you deserve. That's why the hadith says, ke whoever fast in the month of Ramzan, imanan wa ihtisaban. With full iman means, same thing what I just mentioned, avoidance of sin. Ihtisaban, and being conscious that you are not committing sin, you are always observe yourself. You know, Sufiya, Buzurgs, Even when they become Khalifa, even they become Buzurg, I'm telling you, it's a reality I'm telling you, they observe themselves all the time. If they commit any sin, time is not there, but I would explain to you more about Hazrat Muhammad or by other Buzurg also, how they do this. Anyway, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that avoidance of sin, now to avoid sin, there is a struggle. Because hadith says that the path of Jannat has been laid out with difficulties. And the path of Jahannam has been laid out with attractions. And this is the test. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لَيَبْلِيُكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعْمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala has created the life and death to test you who is best among you in his actions. We argue among ourselves on a small issue. Whatever I say, that is the opinion. No other opinion is acceptable. And we read it, and we canvass, and we say, this is what it is. Mustanad hai mera farmaya hua. We are not prepared to accept somebody else. What is this? This is your nafs. So Allah Ta'ala says, to avoid sin, you will attain taqwa. How do you avoid sin? What I have told you, you will agree with me. This is a theory. But the practice, you have to learn. How Allah Ta'ala Himself said, what I prescribed just now, gave you the theory. Allah Ta'ala now give you a practical instruction. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Oh those mu'mineen, again, Allah Ta'ala demanding, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh those who are mu'mineen, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, attain taqwa. And how do you attain taqwa? In the company of the salaha, in the company of the ulama. Nobody will come and tell you, I am man of God, come to me. You see the life of the people. Whomsoever you like, whomsoever with whomsoever you can feel comfortable, you submit yourself. This is where you learn. This is a sad and shagird with a student relationship. There is no other way, there is no other shortcut. The other thing is this, like a patient of diabetes, he knows that he is severely diabetic, he cannot eat sweet, no matter what it is, no matter how attractive you can make it, he says, I'm not. But he gets the satisfaction, ask him. Although he defies his heart, but he gets the satisfaction and happiness that I succeeded in this. So if any sin, if somebody comes and argues with you, say, I'm fasting. If some namahram is going, you want to see, you don't see. If anything haram is happening, you don't get involved. So what is happening? In the beginning, it is difficult. But it's a matter of training. You train yourself. In the training, this is a struggle. And a struggle, nothing can achieve without a struggle. That is so easy. It becomes so easy after that. It's a matter of training. But that training comes under the guidance of a teacher. You can't do on your own just like that. As I often mention, a 10-year-old boy also knows how to make namaz. 10-year-old boys also have roza. But that's all about it. But they don't have the reality of roza. They don't get the reality of namaz. To get the reality of namaz, to get the reality of roza, there's something else. And therefore, in order to achieve that, as hadith mentioned, that a person who fasts throughout his fasting, but he does not avoid sin, things which Allah Ta'ala has asked you to abstain from. What is it? Hadith says, he gets nothing except hunger. That's an al-jo. On the other hand, if somebody stands in the prayer in the night, but he does not fulfill the demands of that salah, because salah says, inna salah tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah is that which abstain you from indecencies and evil. If our salah does not stop, that means our salah was not what salah was supposed to be. So Quran, Rasulullah says, then he gets out of nothing except that he remain awake in the night. So therefore, when you are fasting, and in this you inculcate, this is the month of training. The idea is what this month is, that should be the life of a Muslim throughout the year. This is what the idea is. But once the month of Ramadan is over, unka bhai ab to aaram se guzarti hai, aqabat ki khabar khuda jane, now alhamdulillah everything is over, now we go back to what we were supposed to do. That's not the idea. The real life is, this is a temporary life. You know and we know, everybody else knows. Real life is coming afterwards. This is what Allah Ta'ala will know, and you will know what is going to happen. As my father has a couplet which you may have heard from Hazrat Hakim Sahib also, that thing, like we travel, you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, how many difficulties come in the thing? How many attractions come on the way? But do you stop? Do you break your journey to say what tamasha is going on there? You go for Hajj. And then, whatever difficulties come, you say, this matter of 1 hour, 2 hour, you go in Saudi Arabia sometime, used to be there, 5 hour, 6 hour wait for the visa. Or you're going to Dubai, or anywhere you're going, you say you want to just 1 hour visa, doesn't matter, we wait at the airport. You don't mind that. Why? Because you think, after that 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a comfort is coming. The couplet says, it's a very simple couplet, it says, Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham, Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham, safar ka bhi kya jaise taise rahe. This 2 days life, what do you talk about comfort or discomfort? As far as travel is concerned, whether you live this way or that way, it doesn't matter whatever it is. Hum aise rahe, yahan ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Whether you live here this way or that way, it doesn't matter. We have to see how we have lived there. And that is the crux of the whole thing. And therefore, the avoidance of sin through in the company of the Salaha, if you achieve that, then you achieve the purpose of Ramadan already. Whatever I have said, I myself require the same admonition. But if you have succeeded, if you have heard what I have said, and now you make an effort to find the company of Salaha people, this is where you will learn how to live as a mu'min. And if you succeeded in that, then you deserve all congratulations that is deserved. وآخر دعوانا بالعالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.